Hello friends, today we will be seeing a chapter known as Elliott Wave Theory, which is chapter number 28. This chapter is going to be understanding of technical analysis of the share price movement. Like we have seen in the earlier chapter, which was Dow Theory, this chapter also focuses on understanding how technical analysis is going to be used for understanding the share price movements. Let us see what we are going to cover in this chapter under Elliott Wave Theory. Under this theory, we will understand first of all evolution of Elliott Wave Theory and what are its limitations as far as applicability of the Elliott Wave Theory to the share price movement is concerned. Let us now go and see ahead what is Elliott Wave Theory. Now, Elliott Wave Theory. This theory is variation of technical analysis. See, as I told you earlier also, that we have seen five different kinds of analysis theory. First was known as random, second contrary opinion, third evergreen, fourth we saw was fundamental, and fifth technical. Under technical, we have got two major theories which helps us to understand technical analysis. Like first we had got, which was called as the Dow theory, and now we are going to see something known as Elliott Wave Theory. So Elliott Wave Theory is a variation of technical analysis. And it is used to predict share prices. It is used to predict what? Share prices. How? What would be the share prices based on the price fluctuations? Elliott Wave Theory is considered improvement over Dow Theory. Dow Theory, where it exactly was functioning, to an extension into it, we have got Elliott Wave Theory. Now, the theory classifies share price movements into two basic moves. This theory of Elliott Wave Theory classifies share price movements on what? Two basic moves. There are two basic moves in share price movements is what the Elliott Wave Theory classifies its concept upon. The first move is when price goes up and is called as impulse. Remember this. When the price goes up, it is called as impulse. Similarly, the second predictably is down called as correction. The up would be called as impulse and down would be called as correction. Are you all clear with this particular part so far? So, Elliott Wave Theory is going to be based on prediction of share prices and it is an improvement to the Dow Theory. The first move is when the prices go up. When the price go up, it is going to be called as impulse, and when the prices go down, it will be called as what? Corrections. Very good. Superb. Now, let us see how this concept of Elliott Wave Theory functions upon. The tenet or guiding principle of the theory is that an impulse wave is divided into five smaller waves, while corrective wave is divided into three smaller waves. Remember, impulse will have five and correction will have three. Is it clear with everyone? Impulse will have how many waves? They will have five and correction will have three waves. Wave number 1, 3 and 5 are impulse in nature and 2 and 4 are correction waves. You can see over here, wave number 1, 3 and 5. These are impulse. As it was said, that impulse is what? When the trends or charts are, or basically there will be an upwards of the graph, which we have seen. When the prices go up, it is called as impulse. So when they are going up, the prices are going up over here. In the one stage, in the point number 1, it is going up. In point number 3, it is going up. And in point number 5, it is going up. So it is called as impulse. Similarly, in point number 2, when it is going down. Point number 4, it is going down. It is called as what? Correction waves. You would be thinking, what about this 6, 7 and 8? This is a different story. Remember, in an impulse, this is an impulse story, or in this phase of the story, you have got five steps. In this five steps, five smaller waves, you will have three impulse and two correction waves. Is it clear with everyone so far? Great. Let us move ahead. Bull market thus unfolds in five waves. In bull market, there will be five waves. Bull market is when things are going up. So, from point number 1 till point number 5, it is bull market. And from point number 6 to point number 8, it is bearish market, bear market. So, in bull market from 1 to 5, there will be 3 times when the prices would go up. 1, 3 and 5. 3 times prices would go up and 2 times the prices would go down. In the bearish market, there will be only 1 time the price would go up and 2 times the prices would go down. Let us see ahead. Bull market thus falls in 5 ways. This impulse waves is corrected by 3 waves, that is 6, 7 and 8, but in directions opposite to one another, where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 were up, 6, 7, 8 were going down. The duration of waves varies from 5 to 10 days, 2 to 5 months, to 4 to 7 years. The duration means, so the time period of these waves varies. It is not going to be always same. It might be that this impulse wave may be for 1 or 2 minute, it may be for 1 or 2 years, it may be for 1 or 2 month. So it changes. If it is for 5 or 10 days, it is known as minute wave. If it is for 2 to 5 months, it is known as intermediate wave. And if it is for 4 to 7 years, it is known as cycle wave. Thus, Elliott wave theory states that only one of the three impulse wave is extended. So, Elliott wave theory says what? Only one of the three impulse wave is extended. Impulse means what? Up, up, up. When the prices are going up. So, from the 3, 1, 3 and 5, which we have seen over here. 1, 3 and 5. Any one wave will extend. So, in this particular 1, 3 and 5, which wave is extending? The fifth wave is extended the most. That is why it is said that the Elliott wave theory says that only one of the three impulse wave is going to be extended. It further states that if there is impulse of 100 points, then there will be correction would be normally of 62 points, which means that if this are going to go up 100 points, if from 1 to 5, the journey was 100 up from 1 to 5, the index went up by 100 points, then from 6 to 8, the index will come down by 62 points. For every 100 points up, there will be 62 points down. Sorry, 32 points or basically, yes, 62 points down. So, for every 100 up, 62 will go down. Is it clear with everyone? Everyone is following what I am trying to explain so far. Have you understood this part? Can I have quick responses from everyone? Wow, you all have understood, most of you all which are sitting over here. So, that is why I say that the Elliott wave theory states that only one of these impulse waves is is going to extend. And it further states that if there is impulse of 100 points, then how much it will be correction? Then correction would be normally of 62 points. Very good. Superb. Now let us move ahead and see the technical aspects of Elliott wave theory. But remember, the whole story revolves around two parts. Impulse and correction. Three impulse versus two corrections. In bullish phase, it will be from 1 to 5 and bearish from 6 to 8. The Elliott wave theory has some other rules for this extension. There are some other rules also for this extension. Like extension occur only in new territory. New territory means what? I'll just go two slides back to explain new territory. New territory means what? It will be over here in new territory. Like this, between 1 to 5. Between 1 to 5. Which is the new? The fifth one is new. 3 and 1 are old. So, between 1 to 5, the extension would happen where? Only in the new territory. Everyone is clear so far? Are you sure? It will not have an impact over here and here. It will have impact only on the new territory. Extensions, if they happen in 5th impulse wave, they can be retraced twice. Retraced twice means what? It will go little, and then if it is going to extend more, it will go little more and then little more. Then it has to come down. So, this will be retraced twice. Extension is never at the end of the movement. To non-extent waves are related to one another by the ratio of 62% and 38%. So, extension would happen in these two variations. At 62%, there will be chance of variation coming down. If not, then at 38%, it will have a chance of variation coming down, which will be 100. After two waves, after 38, it has to come down. This is what basically extension of this rule of Elliott wave theory is concerned. So, for every 100, we saw that 62 will come down. Now, in the fifth part, in which extension could happen in the new territory, in that part, it will go little up, then it will go 62% up, then 38% up, and after that, it has to come down. Clear with everyone? This is what basically Elliott wave theory is all about. There are several points also which emerges out of Elliott wave analysis. Few points are like diagonal triangles suggest the end of the particular move and precede the reversal. So, in the chart, in the impulse wave, which goes up, down, up, then down, down, and down. In the impulse and correction waves, diagonal triangle suggests the end of the particular move and precedes the reversal. It does what? It suggests the end of the particular move. So, it suggests that this particular move has end. And now, this is going to reverse. So, if it has gone continuously up, then it suggests that here it is going to end and then now it is going to reverse and it will go down. Each of the five impulse waves and three corrective waves have characteristics of their own. Five impulse and three corrective. Five impulse waves means what? One, three, and five. And three corrective waves are which? Sorry, one to five was impulse, and six, seven, eight was correction waves. So each have got their own way to express the impulse and correction option. Advance or decline should be measured for intermediate and large waves in percentages. Advance and decline means what? For when the markets are going up, then advances would be high and declines would be low. When the markets are going down, when there is going to be correction, declines would be high and advance would be low. I repeat, this is very technical. This you regularly see when the markets are fluctuating. Advance decline ratio. What is advance decline ratio? Advance means what? That the markets are going up. In impulse, when the markets are going up, there will advance would be more and decline would be less, which means that there will be more demand and less amount of supply, which is making the market go up. Whereas in decline stage, what is going to happen? When decline is more and advance is less, when there is a correction. When there is correction, decline would be more and advance would be less, which means there will be more supply and less demand. This is known as advance or decline ratio, or which will be always expressed in the percentage form. Time sequence is maintained and exists. During this study of Elliott wave theory, there will be a time frame given. The time would be there. Say for example, it happens for few hours, then it is minute wave. We have seen all these things, minute wave or cycle waves or grand super cycle waves. So it will be based on the time given. On that basis, the prediction would be done and accordingly the cycles would perform its task. So these are the points which emerges out of the Elliott wave analysis. There are some more few points also. There are alternative patterns in virtually all wave movements. Alternative patterns means what? Where there is going to be up, there has to be down. Up will have down. Up will have down. So there will be alternative wave movements. There are alternative patterns in virtually all wave movements. In all wave movements, there will be alternate patterns. With up, there will be down. With up, there will be down. So that is known as alternate patterns. Then a price objective can be established at the beginning of waves itself by channelizing the wave. So price objective can be established, which will make sure that the wave which is moving will also channelize the way how the things are going to happen in the share price movements. That is what he said, that it can be established at the beginning of the wave itself by channelizing the wave. So if we channelize the wave, that this much up and this much down, it will channelize and it will explain that how much price movements in the share trends is expected to happen. The fifth wave is the Fibonacci's ratio of the rise from beginning of wave 1 to the end of wave 3. So the wave 5 which goes up is known as what? Fibonacci's ratio. And this ratio is movement from wave 1 to wave 3. From the movement of wave 1 to the end of 3. Because after the end of 3, it will go down and then it will start going up. Waves 6 and 8 are related as either 1 or 1.618. So as per the impulse and correction waves, you can identify that wave 6 and wave 8 are nothing but having a difference of 1 or 1.618 parts. The fourth wave in a 5 wave sequence should not overlap except within a diagonal triangle. So the fourth wave should not overlap. Where overlap? Overlap with the second wave. What is fourth wave in impulse? 1, 2, 3, 4. This fourth wave should not overlap with the second. Okay. And if it is overlapping, then it will become what? A diagonal triangle. So it should not overlap usually. And if it's overlapping, then it will be a diagonal triangle. I hope you are getting this pointers or understanding the key things or key, conclusions out of the Elliott wave analysis. So if I have to sum up the whole Elliott wave theory, Elliott wave theory must not, however, be taken as gospel. It is not just any technical, not acceptable kind of theory. There are times when movements don't take place as they should be. So there are times when movements actually does not take place and it will have an impact on the share market. Because investors are waiting as per the technical analyst and as per the Elliott wave theory, the movement is going to happen in this manner. But there are at times where this theory would not be getting that kind of feedback. However, it is a guide to predicting a movement, and if taken as such, can be very rewarding. So, but it is basically guide, and if you take it properly, it can be also useful, rewarding for understanding how the theory moves. I hope you all have understood the Elliott wave theory very clearly. Remember, in Elliott wave theory, there are two things, impulse and correction. Impulse is what? When the prices are going up, it is known as impulse. When the prices are going down, it is known as correction. In bullish phase, there will be more impulse, less correction. In bearish phase, there will be more corrections, less impulse. This is how the whole Elliott wave theory has been designed and beautifully created. This is basically an extension of Dow theory. And both Dow and Elliott wave theory are both related to each other. They give us understanding that how Elliott wave theory and Dow theory establishes a share price movement's activity. Hope you have understood this technical chapter of Elliott wave theory very clear in your mind. This particular Elliott wave theory also establishes one more concept of impulse and correction. Remember this part. An impulse and correction decides how the share price movements would happen. I have got nothing much to share with you all for as far as this topic is concerned. That's all from my side. Thank you, friends.